Hello, and welcome to the Lookout News Roundup for the week of July 15th, 2026. I'm your host, Joseph Darius Jafari, Editor-in-Chief of Lookout, the Southwest's only newsroom dedicated to accountability journalism for and about the LGBTQ plus community. Before we dive into this week's headlines, a quick reminder that you can get this roundup delivered straight to your inbox every week just by visiting lookoutnews.org and signing up there. We start our roundup here in Phoenix, where a long-awaited decision was finally reached regarding a new gathering space for the community. After an exhausting 8-hour hearing that served as an impromptu and sometimes embarrassing lesson in queer history, the Arizona State Liquor Board approved a license for Barracks Phoenix, a leather bar plant for the Melrose District. While much of the testimony spiraled into debates over leather culture and, quote, cruising, the board ultimately focused on corporate paperwork, requiring owner Matthew Moody to fully divest from his former business partner within 90 days. Staying in Phoenix, we are highlighting the work of Thomas Ballanduran, a veteran who served during the Don't Ask, Don't Tell era. He has founded Marching for Vets, the first nonprofit of its kind in Arizona, dedicated to the mental health of queer veterans. The organization hosts community-building events like hikes and pickleball matches to ensure that those who once had to hide their identities now have a safe space to find support. Moving north to Colorado, we saw two very different sides of community visibility this past week. In Denver, a right-wing rally in support of an anti-LGBTQ coffee shop, Drip, was met with a vibrant counter-protest featuring the Notes of Dissent brass band. While some supporters shouted slurs and called for spiritual warfare, activists utilized music and flags to protest the shop's stance that homosexuality is, quote, a sinful lifestyle. Meanwhile, over in Golden, the 43rd Rocky Mountain Regional Rodeo provided a stark contrast as a dedicated safe space for the queer community. The event welcomed contestants ranging from 76-year-old John Beck to mother-daughter duos, all competing to break stereotypes and celebrate Western heritage. On the national stage, a viral moment from the Independence Day has taken on a life of its own. A photo of Bernita Balding riding the DC Metro, surrounded by masked members of the Patriot Front, went viral, with many calling her the contemporary Rosa Parks. However, new reporting from Notice reveals a more complex story. Bernita, who struggles with mental illness, was unaware of the group's identity at the time and was simply trying to find a moment of quiet. Her family expressed frustration that she has become a political symbol while still struggling with homelessness and health needs. In legal news, the Trump administration is facing a lawsuit filed by Public Citizen on behalf of the Iranian-American Legal Defense Fund. The suit alleges the government illegally shared confidential immigration files of Iranian asylum seekers, including queer individuals, with the government of Iran, potentially risking their lives upon arrival. Finally, we look at the culture and trends shaping our world. In Durham, North Carolina, the second annual Black Trans Short Film Festival celebrated the legacy of, quote, transcestors like Polly Murray and Miss Major Griffin Gracie. The festival featured works like Chestbound and How Not to Date While Trans, highlighting the importance of Black trans storytellers shaping their own narratives. Globally, new data from Gallup shows that acceptance is on the rise, but the world remains divided. For the first time, a median of 40% of adults across 120 countries say their local area is a good place for gay and lesbian people to live, a significant increase over the past two decades. However, regions like sub-Saharan Africa and the former Soviet Union continue to report the lowest rates of acceptance. That's it for this week's Lookout News Roundup. And remember, independent queer journalism only exists if it is community supported. You can read the full versions of these stories, donate to our newsroom, or check out our community events calendar by going to lookoutnews.org. Until next week, stay safe, stay informed, and look out for each other.